I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness, from skincare and serums to meditation and brain health. We've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/body and soul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/body and soul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
From tips for healthy living to the latest medical breakthroughs, WebMD's Health Discovered podcast keeps you up to date on today's most important health issues. Through in-depth conversations with experts from across the healthcare community, WebMD reveals how today's health news will impact your life tomorrow.
It's not that people don't know that exercise is healthy. It's just that people don't know why it's healthy. And we're struggling to try to help people help themselves and each other.
Listen to WebMD Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And you know what time it is. We got all kinds of stuff this hour. I'm going to try to... Well, I say this hour, that may be a little generous to me. This show. We got 2 hours of show left. This hour, I'm going to try to get to that FBI shooting in Utah. I have a lot to say about that. I'm going to get to that after Medal of Honor Monday. We are going to talk more about this special counsel thing. And I'm going to get to the lamentations of the working man in this country. Those are all things I'm getting to before the show's over. And I'm going to get your emails, whatever you email to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But it's Monday. It's Monday. It's the start of hour two. And so you know what that means. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday. Every Monday, we do the same thing. We take a Medal of Honor citation. They're all for free online. Anyone can go look up any one of them they want. We take it and we read it. That's it. The men deserve to be remembered. They are all forgotten because we don't talk about them enough. Their deeds deserve to be remembered. The next generation of men and women coming up need to hear about people they can aspire to be. It's not enough for us to just point to this cultural person and that cultural person and say, that guy's an idiot, that guy's a loser, you don't want to be that, you don't want to be that. Okay, well, who do I want to be? You got to give them something. Read these to your family, to your little league team, to your school class, to your Sunday school class. Read these. Have them read these. Have them do reports on these or just talk about them. It's awesome, man. There's no bad thing that comes from it. This one is for a Mr. Jose F. Valdez. U.S. Army, World War II Europe. This was in January 25th, 1945, by the way, in France. And, well, I guess I'll just let the citation speak for itself.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
He was on outpost duty with five others when the enemy counterattacked with overwhelming strength. I'll go into that afterwards. From his position near some woods 500 yards beyond the American lines, he observed a hostile tank about 75 yards away and raked it with automatic rifle fire until it withdrew. Soon afterward, he saw three Germans stealthily approaching through the woods. Scorning cover as the enemy soldiers opened up with heavy automatic weapon fire from a range of 30 yards, he engaged in a firefight with the attackers until he had killed all three. The enemy quickly launched an attack with two full companies of infantrymen, blasting the patrol with murderous concentrations of automatic and rifle fire and beginning an encircling movement which forced the patrol leader to order a withdrawal. Despite the terrible odds, PFC Valdez immediately volunteered to cover the maneuver, and as the patrol one by one plunged through a hail of bullets toward the American lines, he fired burst after burst into the swarming enemy. Three of his companions were wounded in their dash for safety, and he was struck by a bullet that entered his stomach and, passing through his body, emerged from his back. Overcoming agonizing pain, he regained control of himself and resumed his firing position, delivering a protective screen of bullets until all others of the patrol were safe. By field telephone, he called for artillery and mortar fire on the Germans and corrected the range until he had shells falling within 50 yards of his position. For 15 minutes, he refused to be dislodged by more than 200 of the enemy, and then, seeing the barrage had broken the counterattack, he dragged himself back to his own lines. He died later as a result of his wounds. Through his valiant, intrepid stand and at the cost of his own life, PFC Valdez made it possible for his comrades to escape and was directly responsible for repulsing an attack by vastly superior enemy forces. I think that young man deserves taps, don't you? Not going to lie, that one gets me. It gets me for a couple different reasons. One, outpost duty. It said in the beginning he was on outpost duty. I want to make sure you understand, and I'm sure most of you do, how truly dangerous and scary that is. When you're in combat, all you have is your friends. You don't have anybody else. You don't have America. You don't have anything. You have your friends. That's all you have. It's just the guys around you. When you are sent to a forward observing position or an outpost, it's a critically important position because it's your job as you leave the safety of your friends to be way away from your friends, too far away for them to help you if something goes wrong. You're away from your friends. It's your job to let them know what's coming. You're alone. I've brought it up before. I brought up fighting holes. I've brought them up several times before. You know that in the Marines, fighting holes are for two people? And did you know that strategically, that actually doesn't make sense? Here's what happens. I'm going to explain something here. When you set up a defensive perimeter, let's say you and I were on patrol for the night and we're digging in here. Okay, we're setting up a defensive perimeter. We will set up as part of our defensive perimeter fields of fire, meaning me and my buddy, we're in this hole right here, and we will only shoot so far to the right and only shoot so far to the left. That's important. That way we're not overshooting. That way every field is covered. Those are called fields of fire, right? That's my field of fire. Did you know it's better for a defensive perimeter to have individual fighting holes, just one man? It's better. Strategically, it's better. It gives you more flexibility with your fields of fire. Do you know why they don't do that? Because the worst thing in the world you can possibly feel is alone in combat. Men will break. Men who would otherwise have stood strong will break if you look around and your buddies are gone. The feeling of being all alone, all that danger, all that noise, all that screaming, all that blood, all that misery, and you're alone. Not only was this guy on outpost duty, his patrol, they were trying to back up. Remember, it was a huge enemy formation trying to circle all the way around the patrol. The Germans were masterful at this, encircling units, even huge units. They did it to the Russians all the time. They didn't circle 100,000 man units and just artillery shell them to mincemeat. They were really great at it. They specialized in it. So this patrol has to back up to keep from getting encircled. This guy, with a bullet through his stomach. Now, pause for a moment. You have any idea why that's so painful, a bullet through the stomach? Takes forever to die because it's not, I'm not going to say it's not a vital organ, but you're not going to suffer massive blood loss, but you will suffer unending anguish before you go because of all the bile and acids and things like that in your guts and your stomach. It's awful. It's awful. You'd much rather be shot in the heart. It's horrible. This dude's laying there with a gunshot wound through his stomach. This is a young man, a private first class. His whole life in front of him. Friends back home. Mom, dad. He's there in France, and he volunteers with a gunshot wound through his stomach to stay back by himself so his patrol can get out. You know that in that moment, you know you're going to die, right? When you volunteer, and there's a few of these Medal of Honor citations like that, and they always just get me, man. They just gut me. They gut me because when you volunteer to do that, sometimes they do. Most of the time they do. Sometimes they don't die, but most of the time you die. You're left as a rear guard. You're a rear guard, and you are giving up your life so your friends may live. And you die scared, surrounded by people trying to kill you, trying to stay alive and kill as many of them as you can. And Jose F. Valdez, what a warrior. Most people don't know his name. 99.99% of the population will never even hear of his name. But now I know it, and now you know it, and now we know what he did, right? Salute to Mr. Valdez. All right, time to talk about this shooting. I'm going to get to some emails first, and then we're going to dig into this shooting because it's bothering me more and more. Speaking of shooting, Chris, me, Michael, got a little present in the mail. Hero Gun just sent us another big fat order. Thank you, Hero. You see, we love Hero Gun on this show. More importantly, our wives and mothers love it. My wife keeps a Hero Gun or Hero Arrow with her at all times. Wanted one just for her vehicle. Now she has that. Mothers, daughters, husbands, sons, non-lethal. So there's no excuse, right? You can even do, I don't like guns. Fine, don't call it a gun. A Hero Gun or a Hero Arrow will save your life. Pepper gel or pepper balls, it will stop a very bad man from hurting you. It will save your life. The Hero Arrow is so tiny, you can fit it anywhere too. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you every single day on this show.
Freedom is not free.
Always keep that in mind. And also reminding you that the iHeartRadio app is free. Freedom may not be free, but the iHeartRadio app is, and the show is. They podcast the show when it's done, all 3 hours, on that iHeartRadio app. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Free, free, free. I'm just so charitable, Chris. What, Chris? I am. I'm a giver, really. That's why I'm going to read these emails, too. Jesse, we spent a lot of time contemplating who the Dems will run in 2024. We forget to factor in what they'll do to their own on a moment's notice. At the beginning of COVID, Dems were gearing up to run Andrew Cuomo against Trump. They had their media apparatchiks worshiping him. Then on a moment's notice, they turned on him and ate him alive. Even took out his brother, a communist himself, simply for being his brother. Imagine what they would do to Joe Biden once they decide they're through with him. He's the dirtiest president in history. You're right. The next 1.5 years of American politics are going to be wild. Oh, they're going to be wild. They're going to be wild. And I just want to remind you of something. I want to remind you what this really highly intelligent person has been saying for a long time. This was me, gosh, back in April.
What you're going to see is leverage. It's what you're about to see. Joe Biden is about to be pushed out of the White House. He announced his intention to run again in order to get something out of the deal. The system is going to come to Joe Biden and they're going to tap him on the shoulder and they're going to say, Joe, we need you to go. Can't run. And Joe's going to say, well, I already announced I'm going to run. And the system's going to say, Joe, this Hunter Biden stuff, it all leads back to you. So they're going to tell Joe, you want this Hunter Biden stuff to go away. We'll give him a slap on the wrist, brush it aside. If you step aside, Joe Biden's going to do it.
Do you have any idea how obnoxious I'm going to be if that actually happens? I would advise everybody, even the biggest fans of the show, I would advise you not to listen if Joe Biden actually steps down. Just don't listen that night. Take a night off. It may take me 2 or 3 nights. I don't know if any, what, Chris? I don't know if anyone's ever done radio where they just play their previous predictions for all 3 hours of the show, but that'll be the Oracle that night. That'll be me. Hey, Jesse, we received an AC pin a month ago, but lost it. You should sell the AC pins on their own so every anti-communist can have one. We would love to be able to buy this pin on its own, and I'm sure others would too. Thanks for the show, and keep up the good work. Okay, well, I need to make an announcement. Actually, it's an announcement about an announcement, so maybe it's not an announcement. All right, I need to say something. A couple things have happened over the past couple months that have changed my mindset on something. Merch. I have heard your endless emails and calls that you want merch, people want merch, they want AC pins, they want AC shirts, they want what Chris hats, they want, but people want show merch. They do. Buenas tardes in the works, they do. I've heard the emails, I get it. I have always backed away from that for this reason, and my reasoning hasn't changed, I just have to work on it. I've always backed away from that because, one, it's difficult to find American-made. Sometimes it's impossible, and that bothers me. Two, I understand that we live in a capitalist society, and I love that. And I understand this show has to make money, and I love that too. I don't shun away from that at all. This is not a charity. You listen to the show for free because it's advertiser-supported, and I'm proud of that. I like it. I'm proud of it. I like that. However, I saw a baseball game recently on television, and I noticed the baseball game. It was up on the sports bar. We were playing Golden Tee, my buddy and I, baseball games on television, and I look up at the baseball game, and the pitcher's on the mound, and the mound, the part that's facing the TV, had an advertisement on it for a company. There was an advertisement on the pitcher's mound, and I looked at it, and I thought to myself, okay, I'm all for as many ads as possible, and I want everyone to make money. That's what makes the world go round. Do we have to even put it on the pitcher's mound? I'm hesitant about always. Look, it was part of the book, right? I had to tell you to buy the book, and everyone did, and I loved it. But again, for a couple months, hey, buy the book. I don't want to always be pushing something on you. I don't like that for me. I don't like that for you. So I've avoided the merch thing. I had a book tour where I met so many of you, and then we had the Israel trip where so many of you came along. And what I have discovered is because we have not produced merchandise for you, you make merchandise for yourself, for the show. I have been floored by the amount of custom-made Jesse Kelly Show merchandise. You make What Chris shirts. You have Frito Bandito shirts. One lady, she was freaking awesome, shows up with her husband, and her shirt just had a dime on it. It was just a dime. She's like, I'm his dime. Just awesome, creative, cool stuff. Clearly, you want something that I have not given you. I have not taken the time to make sure I can give that to you. Like the AC pins and everything else, that was a book thing. But very clearly, I have failed at that. This is just me bearing my soul to you. I feel like I have failed you in that. You want it? I have not given it. You're making your own at this point in time. I don't like that. I am officially digging into it. I am going to, and not digging into it, I'm going to make it happen. This is me telling you the merch thing is about to get ramped up. I'm going to make it happen, okay? Now, I can't give you a time, but I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make as much of it American-made as possible. I'm going to make it as affordable as possible. There you go. That's what we're doing, all right? All right. Now, this shooting in Utah, I think there's something about the shooting that we have to discuss. Something about the larger picture we have to discuss. And we are going to discuss this FBI shooting in a moment. Before we get to that, speaking of being proud of our sponsors, of our advertisers, I'm very proud of the values of the sponsors, the advertisers we bring to you. I consider them all to be partners in the show. You don't get to listen to the Jesse Kelly Show every night if not for people like Chalk, the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. Do you have any idea how many complaints corporate gets about this show because of the things I say, because of the unfiltered nature of the show? Do you know that not one advertiser has backed off? Do you know that Chalk loves the complaints? That's how hardcore anti-communists they are. When I tell you to go get a male vitality stack from Chalk or a female vitality stack or whatever natural herbal supplements you're looking for to help you, I send you to Chalk not just because of the quality. They're our people. They're our community. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Go support our people. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoyt, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, you just said there's like 30 Margaritaville restaurants? Dude, I've eaten at them. They're really good. Well, I take that back. They're good. They're good. It's chain, definitely, but it's good chain. You know what's underrated, though? I'm about to give them the most massive free plug in the world. They're hotels for kids and families. We were going to... This was during COVID when everything was shut down, everything was horrible except for Florida, right? So the whole world went to vacation in Florida during COVID. Thank you, Ron DeSantis. We decided we were going down to Hollywood, Florida. It's southeast part of Florida. And we got all these recommendations for Margaritaville. Well, it was me, Ob, and the boys. And we thought immediately, okay, we're not going to drink the whole time. We're not in college. And everyone said, no. They're family hotels, family resorts. We stayed at the Margaritaville in Hollywood, Florida. Dude, we're totally going back. It was a blast. How are the margaritas? You know, I honestly don't think I had any margaritas there. No, let me explain. Hold on. Let me explain. I'll get to the FBI in a minute. It's the Jesse Kelly Show, I should note. I didn't have any margaritas. This is going to sound snobby, but I am snobby about some things. Let me just say it. We're not in Texas. It's not that other people don't know how to make margaritas. I don't generally get Mexican food outside of the state of Texas. I'll get it in California. Californians can do some Mexican. Arizona, yes, they can, Chris. It's not as good as ours, but yes, they can. Arizona can do excellent Mexican food. New Mexico can do some real good Mexican food. Outside of that, I will not order Mexican food. Margaritas, they do a pretty mean margarita around these parts. My buddy Luis, they do it at the house. I should get a recipe or something like that from them. They put all kinds of fresh fruit and stuff like that. And like they're going all in. Anyway, quit. We need to talk about the country in America. We need to talk about this FBI shooting. Now, I'm going to set this up with something. Something that I've talked about before. I'm going to make this more brief because I've talked about it before. I want to talk to you about urban warfare. And this is going to all come back to that FBI shooting that took place in Utah. Urban warfare. Throughout history, urban warfare has always been a unique nightmare for armies. A unique nightmare. War is never fun. Urban warfare is just somehow even worse. You can go back to reading stories about the Romans when they finally broke into Carthage during the Third Punic War. The nightmare it was to fight your way through Carthage. The civilians would be standing on the second floor, third floor. They had tall apartments back then, throwing roof tiles down, smashing the heads of the Roman soldiers. Hard to fight your way down streets. Then things catch on fire. Things get in the way. You don't have room to maneuver. There's too much darkness because things are inside. Too many shadows. Who's here? What's there? And that's pre-firearms. Now let's go into the firearms portion of it. Urban warfare is horrific and horrifically difficult. Did you know, and here's an honest truth for you, and there are so many SWAT guys listening, spec ops type guys who listen, and I will show up tomorrow to emails backing me up on this, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did you know there's not really a good way to clear a stairwell? If I'm downstairs and the bad guys are upstairs, and me and my guys, we have to go upstairs to get you. Oh, don't get me wrong. They try to teach you techniques about how to get up the stairs. There's not really a good one. If you're dealing with people who know what they're doing on the stairwell above you, you're probably going to die. Urban environments are a living hell. I've told you this story before. I won't go into it now about when we showed up as infantry Marines with the little sim rounds, the little paint rounds on our M16s to take on a very tiny group of Marine MPs. They were provost marshals, but Marine MPs, and how we just got slaughtered. And you know, one of the things that gets you, it's crazy when you think about it, because you don't think about it, you don't see this in the movies, the little obstacles for your feet. You'd be surprised how easy it is to die. Like if you were coming in here, if you were going to get ready to kick in the door of this studio and I was armed in here and you were armed and you were going to come in and try to kill me, you want to know one of the weirdest first things I would do just from experience? I would take this chair I'm sitting in and I tip it over and I just go put it in front of the door. Nothing special. I just go tip a chair in front of the door. You know why? You kick in the door, you charge in the door. Oh, crap, there's a chair. Either you trip on it or now you've got to look down at it. Maybe you've even got to get down on your knee and move it out of the way. And boom, I've already shot you in the face. You're dead like that. Like that. The last thing you ever want to do with a weapon in your hands is go into a home, go into a building and try to root somebody out. But wait, it actually gets worse when you get to this Utah situation. It's not only a home, it's a home where it's dark because the FBI made sure it was dark, and it's a home where you know he has firearms. You know he has guns. Now let's talk about this Utah thing. Well, more specifically, on a broader scale, let's talk about the FBI, which will lead us to this Utah thing. I said all that to build this up. You've heard me rant a million times about the FBI. You've heard me say a million times, it's one of the two things, one of the two main drivers for how I'll vote in the presidential primary, how you speak about the FBI. I am so emphatic about it because I have read the history of secret state police agencies who only work on behalf of the people in charge, and the horrors brought down by these secret state police agencies are beyond comprehension. You don't even have to go to Stalin. You go clear back to Ivan the Terrible. He had a secret state police agency called the Oprichniki. They would ride around with sticks, with dog heads on the ends of the sticks, and they would just grab people, enemies of the state, and just torture them without end. In fact, the Oprichniki were so dedicated to torture, if you were sitting in on a torture session and you looked like you were sickened or you had to look away, they would sometimes torture and kill you. That's how evil secret state police agencies get when they're working on behalf of the king, when they're working on behalf of people in charge. The truth is, Stalin never killed a soul once he took power. Mao never killed a soul. Hitler never killed a soul once they took power. Their secret state police agencies killed a lot. I warn about the FBI because the horrors that can come to you, to your doorstep, with a secret state police agency are beyond comprehension. Beyond comprehension. You want to talk about a story beyond comprehension real quick, and we'll get back to the FBI? You want to hear a story that'll make you cringe, it'll make your jaw drop? Those of you who remember the old history episodes, they'll remember I did a long one on this story. As it is, I'm going to do a very brief two-minute version of the story. I'm just trying to drive home the danger of having a secret state police agency that works only for the evil men in charge and works only to come after you. And do keep this in mind as I tell this history story, and then we talk about the FBI and we talk about Utah. Do keep this in mind. They are most definitely coming after
you. Domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat and the homeland.
White supremacists, right-wing extremists, and domestic terrorists trying to stoke fear in the hearts of New Yorkers.
From a terrorism perspective, I think domestic violent extremism is one of the greatest terrorism-related.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. Before we get to this little history story and the FBI and the Utah thing and everything else we have to talk about, I want to talk about saving money. Saving money and sleeping better, because you can do both right now. Because MyPillow has their lowest priced ever right now on the amazing Giza Dream sheets. And with the exception of the pillow, do keep in mind your sheets, they have as much to do with your night's sleep as anything else. It's the part that touches your skin. Let me ask you, when's the last time you woke up in the morning and thought about how comfortable your sheets were? Because I still do it all the time in my Giza Dream sheets. They are that fantastic. It's not just that they're so soft and nice on the skin, they're breathable. So I don't just wake up sweating and hot and miserable, and that sucks. You can get them as low as $29.98 right now with the promo code Jesse. You have to go to MyPillow.com. You have to click on the radio listener special square, and you have to use the promo code Jesse. Get your Giza Dream sheets. You got color options, style options, size options. MyPillow.com promo code Jesse, or call them 800-845-0544. Go enjoy the best sheets ever.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been a great Monday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We still have a ton to get to, the special counsel, the sadness of the working man, but we're going to do a Utah FBI thing. In fact, that's what we're doing right now, this shooting in Utah, which we'll get to. It's going to be the end. It's going to be the culmination of this whole thing. But I'm just explaining a quick story to you about why I fear secret police agencies so much. I've read so many horror stories about them. Have you ever heard of Nazino Island? Nazino Island. Here's what happened. You see, a secret police agency formed in the Soviet Union. Obviously, Lenin formed it with the Cheka, and under Stalin, it changed to the NKVD, a secret state police agency that worked only on behalf of the party in charge, and it worked to crush the political opposition to that party. Not that we could ever have anything like that here. Well, in the Soviet Union, they were strict about papers. You've seen enough movies, read enough books. Papers, please, to understand it. But here's what you might not fully understand. You had to have those papers on you at all times. At all times you had to have papers on you, meaning this, and this is a real story. Let's say you're at your apartment and you've got some friends over. Maybe the game's on. You're at your apartment. Maybe you're watching a football game, baseball game, whatever it may be. And your buddy brings over his world famous Jesse Kelly queso. What, Chris? Your buddy brings over your world famous Jesse Kelly queso. You're like, yes, man, that's the best queso ever. Jesse's so smart. Oh, dang it. We don't have any chips. Hey, I don't want to be a loser and dip Ritz crackers in the queso, so I better go get some chips. So you tell your buddy, hang on. I got a gas station. There's a Circle K right up the road. I'm going to run down there and grab some chips. You take off out of your apartment. Only the problem is you're in the Soviet Union in the 1930s. And on your way down to the Circle K, you are stopped by the secret state police. We'll call them FBI. You're stopped by the FBI. The FBI say that line you've heard in the movies a million times, papers, please. And you say, oh, crap. Hey, they're right back in my apartment. I live right there. You can see the building. This is a true story, by the way. Well, I've edited some details, obviously. But you can see the building. It's right there. And they say, nope, handcuffs on, back of the truck you go. The truck takes you down to a train station. You are then loaded onto a train, a very crowded, very miserable train. No heat, no air conditioning. Keep in mind, it's Russia, where it has skin-melting heat and soul-crushing cold. And you take off, and you're heading east, and you're heading east, and you're heading east. And I don't mean for a couple hours. You head east for days on end in a very hot and very cold train, a prison train. Eventually, you are pulled off of the train. They then put you on a little boat, and you are driven out to a little island, Nazino Island, it is known as. In this little island, you know what you will find? Nothing. There's nothing there. No facilities of any kind. But you look around and you find that you and about 6,000 other prisoners have been brought to this island. You're brought to this island and there are FBI agents who are still patrolling the island. Have to make sure these dangerous prisoners are held on board. But it actually gets so much worse. It's not just that you don't have a bed and a place to lay your head. You see, most of these 6,000 prisoners are people just like you. They were just going to go down to get some tortilla chips for their Jesse Kelly queso. But they also decided to mix in some real criminals. You see, you're sitting there on the island with no facilities, no nothing, with rapists and murderers and thieves. The rapists, the murderers and thieves, the men who've lived a life of violence, quickly take over the island and they begin eating the other people. Because there's also no food. They begin to have fun eating other people. At one point in time, you come across a young lady who's been tied to a tree, and she's still alive, but they're eating her while she's alive. This is not a story from a horror movie. I'm not trying to scare you. This is a real story. If you'd like to hear a more detailed version of this, on March 8th, 2021, we did a Lessons from History show. March 8th, 2021, it's called Papers, Please. So if you want to hear a more detailed version of Nazino Island, that's where you can find it. But that's the kind of thing secret state police agencies do. Secret state police agencies knock on your door in the middle of the night, and your family and friends never see or hear from you again. You know how many stories there are about secret state police agencies taking loved ones away in the middle of the night? And loved ones thinking they're still alive, not realizing they were executed right away. And years later, they would still think, oh, no, he's still in the gulag. He could be home every day, any day now. Secret state police agencies have the power, the guns, the authority to make life a living hell. Secret state police agencies have the power, the authority to drop you off on an island full of cannibals, having to avoid becoming hamburger helper for the killers in the village. That's what secret state police agencies do. Now, that brings me to the FBI. Let's go over a couple things here. Just a couple things. These are things you know, but things I want to make sure we remember. The FBI was given a directive underneath Barack Obama to stop Donald Trump's presidency. And they began to do, without hesitation, wildly illegal things so they could spy on Donald Trump's presidential campaign when he was in his 2016 run, against Joe Biden. Against Hillary. In his 2016 run against Hillary, the FBI decided to lie on FISA warrants so they could do a spy operation. A spying, not a law enforcement investigation, a spying operation against the Republican candidate for president, against Hillary Clinton. At the same time, that FBI buried an investigation into Hillary Clinton, stood up in front of the American public after she committed unending felonies and declared they were not going to be investigating her. They were not going to be charging her with crimes. So that was step one for the FBI. And these steps are very important because it's the steps that are going to matter as I finish this thing off, which I will, Lord willing, do next. Before I get to that, let me read you something real quick. We'll get back to the FBI stuff. This is from Mary in Minneapolis. I heard about Rough Greens, and I thought, what the heck? I will try the free sample. OMG, am I glad I did. My young shepherd loves it, but more importantly, my elderly dog is doing so much better after adding it to her food. She has more energy. Her coat is nice and shiny. I don't have to beg her to eat because she loves it. She also had a great visit at the vet the other day. Rough Greens has definitely extended and improved her life. Testimonial after testimonial of what happens when we actually start giving our dogs nutrition. There's no food in your dog's food. No nutrition. It's crap. Pour Rough Greens on it. All natural nutritional supplement and watch your dog come alive again. Roughgreens.com/Jesse is where you get this mysterious free bag. You just pay for the shipping. Or you can even call them if you prefer to do the phone. 833-33-MY-DOG. Now, the FBI and then the special counsel. Next hour.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/good taste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.